Page 6, Exercise 2, A Chance Meeting, Part C. Listen again, then answer the following questions.
It's really crazy how Kate and I became friends. I guess it was about 2 years ago now. I was on a plane, flying from New York to Los Angeles for work. Anyway, I noticed that the woman sitting next to me was reading the same book as me, so we started talking. She told me her name was Kate and that she was going to her college roommate's wedding in Monterey. We had a great conversation and talked the entire trip, 7 hours. But unfortunately, the flight had been delayed in New York by bad weather, and when we got to LA, Kate found out she'd missed her connecting flight to Monterey. So I invited her to stay with me in my hotel in LA, but the airline had already promised to give her a room at a hotel near the airport, and she had to catch a really early flight the next day. We talked and talked until the hotel shuttle bus came, but as her bus drove away, I realized that I had completely forgotten to get her email, telephone number, or anything. Ugh, I felt bad because I would have liked to hang out with her back in New York. We had a lot in common. Well, 3 months later, my roommate had a bunch of people over for a party one Thursday evening. I started talking to this woman, Samantha. She told me she had just gotten married a few months ago in Monterey. I remembered Kate had said she was going to a wedding in Monterey, so I then asked her if she'd had a roommate in college named Kate. She was very surprised and said that she had. Then I told her all about meeting Kate on the plane to LA. So, to make a long story short, Samantha called Kate up right away, and Kate came over to the party. It was so exciting to see her again, and we're all good friends now.